Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Sassy Tarot. Sassy. Sassy Tarot. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y Tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Welcome to Sassy Tarot. My name is Veronica Osorio, but you probably already knew that. But guys, guess what? The music you're listening to is a Peter Mark Kendall original track. How are y'all doing? Did you have fun this last week? Did you enjoy yourselves? Have you been listening to the episodes we've been posting? And if not, why are you randomly listening to this one? If you haven't, it's not like you can't just jump in. You can, but you understand better what's going on if you listen in to them in order. Or you're smart. If you're smart, you'll also catch up really quick. So, as you know, here in Sassy Tarot, sometimes I do interviews to people, and I do it by reading the tarot, and sometimes I just, can we turn my mic up a little bit so I can actually listen to myself? It's just like if I turn it up here, the music goes up too. Okay. We're not editing this out. Perfect. So, if you've been following this, you know this is a tarot podcast. And if you haven't, just read the title and you'll know this is a tarot podcast. So, today is a very exciting day because it's not a minisode. It's an episode where I have guests in studio and I'm going to read their tarot. Their tarot. I mean, apparently I have two guests now. And
she's making faces being like, no.
Yeah, but we have, guys, get this. I have just invaded the studio with my husband, Jose Miguel Dao.
Hi.
And with my mother, who is here.
Hi.
No, there's no microphone there. That's okay. My mom is here. And Pee-Pee is also, I'm sorry, Peter is also here. I'm not going to, don't call him Peter, Pee-Pee. Only I can call him Pee-Pee. And Brett is also here. So I decided to have someone from my personal life in the studio today because, well, I guess like Jose and I have a specific history with the tarot, past our personal history, I guess, right?
Yeah. It's like one card allowed.
So Jose is the kind of person that that can only take one card like at the time, or he goes nuts. Like it's too much information, right? What happens when I read more than one card for you?
You get your Gemini to investigate every little part of my life.
I'm not trying to.
Well, that's how it looks.
Wait, so
to
you're
your husband.
So you're saying that when I read your tarot,
it's giving you a lot of info.
Well, I'm giving you a lot of info
that you're learning about me.
It's not a trick, guys. So according to everyone else, it's like, wow, you saw into my soul. Your tarot healed me. Ask my husband, and it's like, you're trying to look into my fucking life. No?
I mean, I'm your husband for a reason.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yay.
So you understand what's happening. So, but Jose is usually the kind of person that I'm like, let me read your tarot. And he's like, let's me do one card and pass that. What he does is like, se desdobla, like, what would you call that? He has an out-of-body experience where his body is looking at me, but his mind is in a different country.
Happens a lot.
He never actually pays attention to what I'm saying past the first card. So it's really useless to read. He can't process, like, a connection between two cards is like... Nope. It ain't happening. While I can talk about things forever with just one card. And so is life. My mom, I sometimes pull cards for my mom. But you know what happens to me when I read cards from my mother or someone that I really know is that I'm usually afraid that what I'm seeing in the cards, even though I'm explaining the cards, what I'm seeing is informed by the fact that I know their lives. So the examples I give are like close to their life, to their actual lives or conversations we've actually had. And I feel like they're going to feel that I'm just saying it because I have an agenda about what they should do. Right?
Sounds. And, yeah. But it's also like, it's an easy, like, you can tell me easier what you feel exactly could be my lead to the, like, to understand the card, you know?
Right. So, like, you're saying that what I, when I use an example from your life, because I already know your life, you
it
understand.
It might hurt a little, but I'll understand it better.
Okay. I understand. But it doesn't have to hurt, right?
Not always, no.
Sometimes it's just, like, harsh truths, but sometimes it's, like...
fun facts.
Yeah, something you needed to hear about, like, how you're great or, like, your career or whatever. So, do you know how to shuffle cards? Can you believe that we don't know this? I don't know this about you.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, I have...
but, like, casino style.
Okay, here's, like... okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah. This is dope, Peter. How are you doing?
Sounds really cool.
Are you hot in that jacket? You are? I feel, like, really hot right now. Guys, in case you're, like, in a chilly winter, here in the studio is, it's hot. It's nice and hot in here. So, Jose, I have several cards for you. My mom is here, and she's quiet, and she's just, she already had an exciting day because I had a fitting on set. So I took her to base camp where the trailers are, and I had a fitting, which is, like, her thing. And then I took her to set, and they're, like, at this amazing location. And then everyone's like, you look like sisters. So my mom is like fully overwhelmed. She's just, she's had a full long day because everyone's like, you look like sisters.
You do.
Well, she's already your mother-in-law. You don't have to.
She's hot.
Pee-pee took your jacket off. okay, so.
I'm not. Gonna call him Pee-Pee.
No, but you should.
Copy.
If you... Brett. Hi, Brett.
Do I have to shuffle this one too?
I mean, if you want to. I just want to know which cards you're gonna end up picking for yourself. I wonder.
What are my options?
So I was... okay, so what do you do if you're a tarot reader and you're home with your mom who just landed and you're trying to pick a tarot deck card for your husband? To be a public thing. Well, I picked, it was hard. It was hard. It took me a second, literally half a second. So I picked, I brought the goddesses cards because we have a specific story with them. If you don't mind sharing, I would love to.
You can.
Okay. Thank you, Jose. You know, I get consent even from my husband, and that's important because sometimes I don't get consent. And that's why he says that I am going to go to jail. That if I had a penis, I would go to jail.
She's already in jail in my mind.
Peter, can you actually hear what I'm saying? Okay. All I do is like check in with Peter annoyingly every now and then. Okay. So I brought the goddess cards because Jose and I have a big important story with the goddess cards, right?
Yes.
That has to do with your personal life. And then, and then I brought the manga tarot because Jose likes teenager trash television.
I do.
And so mangas are kind of like the most dramatic version of that, I think. And then I brought something called the after tarot, which is all the tarot cards, but a second after. So to me, it's like they like in your mind, like when Jose's already, when I'm talking too much and Jose goes to a different planet in his mind, out of body experience. So to me, the regular tarot is the way Jose's body looks when I'm talking to him. And the after tarot is where his mind is, which is like a second after, a second later. So that's the after tarot. And then we have the Dali tarot deck, which is a little harsher in like the images, but it's definitely more like a painter.
Well, since I never give you the opportunity to give me a full read, I would like you to choose whatever you feel you're into today.
This is horrifyingly scary. So I don't recommend you trying to do many personal readings. This device is insane. You're like, I'm like ready to party while I like shuffle cards. I just want, Peter bought some like new buttons or something. You know when people buy like a full rectangle full of buttons just to push them? Peter bought one. It's a device. I do that with people's feelings and minds personally. Okay, so what we're gonna do, because Jose never lets me do full readings, but today he's saying yes to them. We're gonna pull a goddess card, first of all. And so with that, we begin our reading. So I'm going to start the story about the goddess cards. Okay, so it was August. And so the reason why got married, well, there are many reasons. But in 2009, I've been... I moved to New York in 2008, and then he came to visit me alongside with another friend, and that's kind of when I started being like, let's get married. And he was like, haha. Okay, he already picked his goddess card. And so, okay. And then 10 years went by, and he was always like, haha. But last year, he was going to go do... So let me just tell you what he does. Jose, we met doing theater in Venezuela. Jose is an amazing actor, as well as just a creative person all around. Photographer, stylist. So, but what he's been doing the last few years is styling, either assistant styling or straight up styling his own projects and a bunch of people's different projects like music videos or photo shoots or anything that any kind of artist may need styling for, right? And he's been doing it professionally and also just as a way to build his portfolio. And this August, it was the first time that Jose had, for the first time you were styling your own.
Yeah, I had like a very nice client I was working with.
So Jose got a very nice client he was working with, and it was the first time that you were being the head stylist of this brand, like a photo shoot. So it's this woman who does like, who goes to Chile and has like brings the brings some of like the fabrics and pieces from a tribe there, right?
She created and she designs, and then she would like work with the community there and bring the pieces back.
Yes. So this brand is, well, it's pretty amazing. And this woman, she's American, but she has trained with shamans and shamanic healing. And
very spiritual.
Very spiritual person who works in fashion. So she clicks with Jose's style and decides that this is the right person for her, for her new upcoming campaign. So Jose is the head stylist of this thing. Meanwhile, I'm there working in a project that I'm doing in New York. So, of course, every time I go there, I stay with Jose, who is not my fiance at the time. And so, but I still, if you go back in my Instagram and you see photos of me and Jose, I'm like, I've always tagged him as my husband, because to me, it was like, this is just always the case. So we go to this cafe that's near your house. And I posted on Instagram that day being like, ah, match my husband. Whatever, we were not even talking about getting married then. And you're doing your, what do you call that? The look book?
Yeah, the styling board.
Yeah, the styling board for this photo shoot. And I decided that I want to pull a card for him. So I gave him the goddess cards. And then he gets Sulis, which is the goddess in this tarot deck that I have, the goddess guidance oracle deck by Doreen Virtue. Sulis is, the subtitle of this card is Bodies of Water. So it was all about being near a water, near a river. And so it's a goddess on top of a mountain, like wrapped around, it seems like fabrics, but it's actually just water. And Jose was about to travel to a river in California, in the middle of nowhere, to wrap a model in these, right?
Yeah, it was like draping ponchos and different... different fabrics and ponchos and all the garments they had, and it was like about draping and about like a goddess in the water. Mm-hmm. So it was very related to the card.
Yes. So when we saw the card, I was like, oh my god, this is the shoot that you're doing. And Jose was like, this is totally crazy, I just need one, this is why I only need one card.
I even sent that one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
To
as
the woman.
A reference,
yeah,
for the shoot.
And so you took a few other goddesses and kind of like sent reference photos of the cards.
Correct.
To this woman.
Yes.
And she loved them.
Yes.
So a few days later, I'm doing my project and Jose and I say goodbye, and he goes to California to this photo shoot that had to do with a card. You know, now the goddesses are fully linked with this shoot. And then, unfortunately, while Jose was there, I woke up from a nap on, what was it, the 16th?
Yes.
On the 16th of August, I woke up from a nap and I had just finished a project that I was doing. And Jose was nowhere to be found because he's in the river taking these photos.
And there's no signal. There's like, it's in a mountain very far away from the city.
And you're hard at work just doing your thing. And then I see Jose's roommate, who has his face, and I'm like, what's going on? And then she told me that Jose's brother had just passed away in an accident in Venezuela. So it's skydiving, right?
Yes.
Skydiving, not parapente, sino paracaídas.
Skydiving, yeah.
Okay. It's a skydiving accident. No one's too sure of what's actually happened.
It happened like in the sky.
In the sky.
Yeah.
So what happened in the sky?
Nobody's really sure.
Nobody's really
about
sure
what happened in the sky.
Something happened in the sky, and
two people died, and one person was injured.
Yes, and so one of the people who passed away is Jose's brother Aníbal, who I met probably once in passing when I was like 19, something like that. So pretty briefly, but I still know exactly who this person is and why it's this horrible thing. So immediately I'm like, does Jose know? Where is Jose? What happened with Jose? And Jose has not been online since 11 in the morning that day. So we're all pretty sure that he does not know anything and he's taking photos of this brand. So eventually Jose did get online. We saw it popped, right? Like, he's online, and we're like, so Jose has about 15 women who are all obsessed with him, and I have to consistently...
She rolled her eyes.
I have to threaten them to death frequently so that they can, like, fucking stay where they're supposed to.
Near me.
They're so fucking annoying, and Jose has too many of them, and we're all alpha. I'm including myself in this beehive, by the way. We're all pretty alpha, and we're all, like, dominant and bitchy and want to be the most of it all. And we're all, like, equally lame trying to be. we're all equally lame about how we talk about the other ones and try to get ahead.
None of them is lame.
None. Like, we're all really lame.
Yeah.
Especially the other ones. I would like to send them, like, little knives every now
and
then.
Let's get away from the caddy situation and right. Go back to the story.
Just so that they remember who's the wife and who is the other ones that are not the wife.
I deal with this every day.
Okay.
Every day.
Well, that's just how it's gonna be, because they are fucking witches and they're the worst. So, but I love them so much. I love them so much. No, we do. So all the Jose's beehive, Jose's clearly queen bee, and we're like the little bees, and everyone like went crazy, and we didn't know if Jose knew. We didn't know what was happening. Finally, Jose is in... The guy who's doing the photo shoot texts us back being like, he hasn't seen his phone. And then eventually Jose did see your phone, and you were like, you found like a million text messages or something like that.
Yeah, and voicemail and calls and whatever. It was just a lot, because at this point it's been like 7 hours since the tragedy happened, and I'm like, nobody, like, I'm nowhere to be found for my family and anyone. So it's just like, you know, crazy thoughts go to everybody's mind.
Right. Especially because something just happened. So they're like, let's make sure that Jose's exactly. Okay. Jose is okay. Needs to be okay. Does he know? So eventually he does find out on the drive back.
No. Once I'm already back in where I was staying.
In the cabin.
Yeah.
And so Jose finds out that his brother had just passed. From seeing like a million text messages and finally getting a signal. Pretty scary. We kept thinking about that moment. It was so awful. So then what happened? Because this is your part to tell.
So I talked to everybody I thought I had to talk to. And then
imagine it's like a penis.
Copy.
Imagine the microphone is like a penis.
I feel like now I'm going to get this right. Okay.
I just needed to tell you something that you could understand.
Thank you so much. While I look at the wheel and the table. What happened was that the owner of the brand, who has become a close friend of mine, Jasmine, I started saying, I need to go to the river. I need to go to the river. I didn't connect it to the card or anything at all at the moment, but she took me to the river.
But you just wanted to go back to the river.
That's what I kept saying in my shock. I need to go to the river.
And because she was like, what can I help you? How can I help you? What can I do for you?
Yeah. No, like, I immediately said that, and she's like, let me take you to the river. She took me to the river.
She took some things.
She took me to the river, and she's like, let me take a couple of things from home. And I don't know what it is at the moment, but she drives to the river, and then she's like, I want to take you to, no, not where we should, but a very special river for me, but it's like very dangerous to get into the river.
I didn't know this.
And she has been injured for a while on her knees, and it's the first time she's also like doing this kind of job in her body, like to go down this far to get in the river. And, you know, like, she felt like the moment was like the right moment to do it. And we went down and we found butterflies, wings in the floor. She grabbed them. It was not one, but, you know, a couple of them. And she said, these are the wings we're going to give to your brother. and she did a little ritual with Palo Santo and Sage, and she did like some prayers for me in Spanish that she'd learned in the tribe back in Chile. And it was really beautiful. And then she said, spot something here, and that's gonna be where your brother is gonna live for you. And she hadn't even finished, and I saw my brother under in a rock that was laying on top of another rock, which felt like it was like me. So I grabbed the two stones, I brought it with me. Mm-hmm. And after the prayers and being in the river and leaving everything there, it was like a really helpful moment for me to like process all this information. But it wasn't until I went back home that I came out of the shock that we realized like how much the card meant to us, because it said you need to be close to the water.
Yeah, you need to be near. I'm actually gonna read what it
or
said.
Or cleansing, something about that too.
Yes. So I didn't know she had prayed in Spanish. That's pretty nice.
She did.
So it says, Sulis, bodies of water. Spend time near water, such as a lake, river, or the ocean, to recharge your battery. So you, when you came back, you said that you felt like it was like a womb, kind of like you were, not womb, but you felt enveloped by the river, like protected, kind of.
I felt protected, and I felt like I gave my brother a proper goodbye with the river, because I was so far away from home that I needed like a way to say goodbye. And she definitely offered the right tools to say, you know, to let it go in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. To have a good moment, because
it was,
you were not able to go back home.
Yeah. And it's just very shocking, because the way everything happened, that she was there and it was exactly what I needed. And, you know, like it was really appropriate. Everything, the way it happened, it made me feel so secure and so like
it was right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep thinking that it was thankful that you were in the middle of nowhere near a river and not in New York, because if you were in New York, I felt like you would have had the impulse to try to go back home.
Yeah.
Well, if you were so far away, you did your thing on your own.
Immediately was like, I need to go back home.
And then you went back home, but to New York, not Venezuela.
If I would have been in New York, I would need to like go home, Venezuela.
Like home.
And that would have been like a bigger issue.
Yeah. So thankfully, I think like it happened exactly the right way.
And then I came home to my 15 beautiful amazing group of friends who really nurtured me and
yeah
gave
we
me
were
a lot
all
of
like
love.
It was like Jose on his bed, and then every like the bed was the center of the universe, and everyone was just like around, like I think there was like 5 people in bed at all times for like 4 days in a row. So that was nice. Except when Jose was done with everyone and wanted us to just go.
Which was
that
obviously
happened
not often. Yeah.
Jose's kind of like, get out the fuck out of my life right now for a few, at least 12 hours.
In a nice way. Yeah, I say it in a nice way.
Yeah, like I'm done. He just starts like not really being there, even though his body is there.
And you can realize that I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
So you don't want to talk to yourself anymore unless you're very egocentric, and a lot of people do.
Some people do that.
Yeah.
So message from Sulis is, as water's curative effects are well known and well documented, since the human body is composed almost entirely of water, this makes sense. Water can wash away sadness, pain, and the ill effects of suffering. Engage in purification rituals involving water more often, and you'll experience an uplifting in your spirit and outlook. Water's magical properties are amplified when you infuse it with your prayers and intentions. Whether you soak in a sea salt bath or bathe in fresh water spring, you're sure to see the difference that water will make. And it says various meanings of this card. Go for a meditative. Peter, how you say that?
Meditative.
Walk near water. Nothing of what I was saying sounded like what Peter said. Take a vacation near the ocean. Move to a home situation closer to a body of water. Swim, take a sea salt bath, and detox your energy and physical body. Drink more water. Sulis oversees bodies of water associated with healing. The Fountain of Healing in Bath, England, which is where my roommate's from, actually. Bath. Call upon Sulis when conducting healing ceremonies involving water while taking a revitalizing swim or bath, or when you need help arranging your schedule, finances, so allow a trip to the ocean or lake. So it was pretty shocking how, like, so we thought it was about the photo shoot.
And it was like, it's so it's so nice that it's like in the moment, so right. And it was like saying more information that we obviously didn't know or had the,
right,
you know, like how to know it. But it was more powerful once we knew like everything.
Looking back, right? So yes. Sometimes like that's like one of the big lessons I think that happen is that sometimes when people are like, hey, what's a small read for you? 5, 3 cards, 10? And I'm like, well, sometimes I can do 4 cards. Sometimes I can do 1 card and I have too much information happening. Like, there's really no way to know exactly what a card's gonna fully portray. Like, there's only so much I can pull from a card. And there's so much more that you can see once you look back at what the cards were showing. Right? But you have to have this kind of mentality of like looking back at it. But sometimes when you look back at it, there's this like doubt to whether you're making yourself believe that, because you're like, now it's happened. It's like, is it a self-fulfilled prophecy, or you're looking back at it now with this like rose-tinted glasses that this is what the card said, so this is clearly related. Well, I don't know. I can't answer these fucking questions for you. I don't. You sometimes don't read my own tarot because I feel like I am making myself believe that I have seen the patterns. But it's also true that in my life, the patterns are very real a lot of times. So even if they don't mean that much, that's the thing. Like, I see patterns all the time and they don't consistently mean like a life-altering message. So it's a matter of you figuring out, you at home, I mean, figuring out what it is that you, what amount of meaning you want to assign to them. And also, maybe you're the kind of person who has the memory to look back and be like, whoa, this card was about so much more. Or sometimes like situations happen in a way like Jose's, where like it's so very clear that now looking back, the card was saying a lot more than we thought. When my grandpa got sick, I saw 2 cards and then 3. 1, 2, 3. The Emperor, Tower, 10 of Swords. And I was like, what the hell is this? This looks so ugly. And I was doing reads for myself about something else. So there was no real way for me to know that this was about my grandpa until he entered into intensive care unit. So then that's when I was like, oh, I was reading my own cards for my career, and then these showed up, but there's no way for me to know that it was about my grandpa because I was not in that mindset at the time. But the cards were warning me. So I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you about this. So Jose, you pulled a goddess card.
I did.
Can we see it? What is it?
It's focus, intention, Diana.
Oh, I love Diana. So it says what?
Keep your unwavering thoughts, feelings, and actions focused on your target, and you will make your mark.
Whoa. Okay, so let's read what it says. So from now on, all the cards that we pull, I think they're for the collective as much as they are for Jose. So keep that in mind if you're listening at home. You hear that, Peter? They're for you too. Peter. Peter, do you love it when I pull cards for you? Yeah. He's not. He's for being so into this. He's so not into this. It's very strange. I don't really can't understand exactly what's going on with Peter. I'm just gonna put like a word answers in each one of his buttons, and I'll see what he pushes, and I'll make out what Peter's thinking. Just be like
by the music.
Yes. No. Shh. Just yeah. By the music. So it says. Tenacity means sticking to a decision and not allowing outside forces to sway you. Imagine yourself to be like a mighty oak tree with your roots deeply planted in Mother Earth. Feel your solid strength and steady upward growth. Know that no matter what happens, you will succeed. Your branches may twist and turn as you flex toward the light, yet your unwavering intentions will ensure that no faint wind will sway you from your mission. It says sway a lot. Sway, sway, sway. Be in charge of your body, your schedule, and your mind, and keep them focused on your target. Stay positive, know what your priorities are, and take action on them. Take control of your schedule, release all doubts, and avoid naysayers and skeptics. So now you know, guys, keep focused. Focus, 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 focus. All right. Jose, I've decided that I'm going to use the Dali Tarot deck for you.
Oh, okay.
Why?
No, perfect.
Okay. Because it's kind of like...
I just thought you just gave me a read with another, you know, like...
Jose is so done. Jose is ready.
You just gave me a full read out of another, like, pack of cards, so I don't, like...
This is a goddess card. I thought you knew what was happening.
Okay, got it. But I love this last message from Diana. Thanks, Diana.
Okay.
Diana is the name of the card.
Yeah, I know. We read it. But, okay, well, maybe I should I do a read? I mean, I thought you were going
no,
to...
No, I'm great. Like, I just thought we were going to continue with the other one, but I'm so ready for Dali.
This is the read, Dali.
Yeah.
Okay.
The harsh one.
Well, it doesn't have to be harsh. I hope we don't see any kind of divorce, you know. No widows, no kind of things like that. You understand that I am biased and I might just read whatever it is that I want in my cards. Just know that this is what's going on.
So I'm not that person she's talking about. Okay.
Okay, so you shuffle them and then cut them in half and then put them back together. How are you doing, Peter? Peter Mark Kendall and the music guys. He's really expressive today. He's kind of like going nod, shake. The devil.
Okay.
Okay.
This is...
Córtalo ahí.
Boom.
Uh-huh. Y ahora... Bueno. Okay. There we go. So I'm going to do Jose a full reading. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
So we have the Five of Cups. We have... This is the... Ooh, new adventure. Okay. Success. This is what I like to see. My husband is going to have success. Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then we have the Moon. Okay. So this entire reading is about your work and your creative life. Just so you know.
Okay.
So in the general energy, we have the Moon clarified by the Page of Wands. That's the general energy. And in the timeline energy, we have the Five of Cups, then we have the Fool, and then we have the Six of Wands. So what do I mean by general energy, right? What I'm saying is that these are energies available, or what this is about. What the reading is about, it's the Moon. That is your subconscious mind, the depths, like your dream world or anything you can imagine with your mind, kind of like anything that goes inside of your
the creative
psyche.
Process.
It could be creative process, psyche. Sometimes people see it as secrets, even though I'm not seeing it here because other cards would have to be present. Like if instead of the Fool, it was the High Priestess, I'd be like secrets. But to me, this is more like creative process, subconscious mind.
I do love secrets.
Especially because the way I'm... Well, this is a secrets card, but the way it's... or more like a private information, like you can't reveal information. So maybe like a big thing that has an NDA or something that's not being able to be revealed. And the reason I'm saying that the Moon is not secrets, but creative process or surreal, maybe a surreal images kind of deal. It's because the way I asked for clarification, it's clarified by the Page of Wands. So I'm going to give you these. So the Page of Wands, it seems like to me, it's like a trans person or like a non-gender binary, non-gender person holding a big old...
They look very good.
They look hella good and holding a stick. And they're like covered, right? Like there's a snake behind them, but they can't be... No one can like... make them lose their focus. Kind of like Diana. Because even if there's people trying to like looking at what you're doing, trying to copy you, trying to do what you do, trying to admire you, even looking at you from afar, even if they're snakes, you're still encased. Like this page in this Dali tarot deck is encased in like a protective layer. So this protection means that you're maybe like under the protection of someone or something that's helping you be able to create in private however you want. The Page of Wands is someone who just found that wand. So wand is a passion of the fire, right? Of the spirit, fire, energy. energy, creative. A lot of it's about work. It's about creative life, your creative life. And the page is the youngest energy. And usually the pages are messengers. So I feel like the general energy is of something that has to do with your creative process is coming to you. You're being protected while you're doing it. O sea, like the entire time that you are creating and working on it, nothing can touch you. It's as if you're in a case and you're like doing and doing and doing and doing. Nothing can hurt you or damage you. You're being protected while you're doing that. So that's a general energy. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
And we move on. So the timeline says Five of Cups, the Fool, and then Six of Wands. So to me, the first time, this is the first card that I saw. The Five of Cups is not an easy card because it means that there's a little bit of an emotional... The way I'm seeing this sequence is like from an emotional loss or pain, a new beginning came. And this new beginning is headed towards a full-blown success. So that's the timeline that you have. And it's about your creative process. This is about your... The pages are also new beginnings. So you're having a new beginning here, and you're having a new beginning here, and you're having success here. And this is your creative process, and this is your emotion. So you've had a lot of disappointments in your life. This means that cups have been spilled, and kind of like in the Dali Tarot deck, the Five of Cups is three cups are spilled and two cups are standing, which means there's still two. You can cry over spilled milk, or you can go and look at the fact that there are two other cups that are still standing and go for them. That was Jose coughing. Isn't yeah. It sexy, guys? So sexy. And this...
We just
you've witnessed making love. This is how we make love like this, and when he like uses his saliva to like get goo out of my face so he can take a photo of me. Peter cannot stand it. He's disgusted by it. No, you're just feeling your music? Okay, sorry. Just learn to read Peter's faces. This person's like, I know you're here on the floor just wanting to be drunk all day, all night, but I gotta go. I have new horizons, new destinies, new things that I need to go do. And this person's like, but don't go. And this person's like, but bitch, está comiendo arroz durísimo, Emma. Like, the figure that's leaving kind of has all of her fabric, I think, stuck to her butt. Yeah. It's like literally someone, if you took like a big long sheet of fabric and then you put a dildo underneath it and then you like make the dildo like stand up like this, poke out, and then you stuck that dildo with the fabric on top of it in someone's butt.
Now it makes sense. Before I was like, what is she saying? Now I understand fully what you're saying.
So it's like a butt plug that someone like...
With a tail.
With a tail.
Yeah.
It's a fabric.
Butt, yeah, with a fabric tail. It's really cute.
I want you to see what this is. Look at her butt. That's a fabric butt plug.
It looks like she's pooping out
some fabric. Yeah, well, look. Brett nods. My mom is like crying. And don't forget, my mom is here, guys. In case you have forgotten the full picture, my mom is here like crying from laughter because I'm talking about butt plugs of fabric with my husband. So so Jose had a butt plug fabric wake up call.
I understand my reading.
You understand
fully.
I do understand that you understand this.
And it's like drink a lot.
And some Twinkie bitches were like, Stein! And you were like, peace.
Peace out.
Peace out. I'm going to go eat fiber somewhere else. So, but the point is that this, like, going from this, like, easygoing home that you already had to, like, new horizons, new even landscapes was... it's not as easy. You know, there's a heartbreak that happened, which is why you took off.
Also, it's like, there's still two cups left.
There's two
cups. Let's drink it.
Yeah, let's drink
it. Let's finish it.
And this little, like, Peter Pan person is like, but they can't do it. They're, like, stuck. This person's stuck and this person's leaving to a new place.
Pee-pee Pan?
Pee-pee Pan is pee-pee Pan and butt plug and fabric butt plug. Fabric butt plug is like, bang. This is you and Tulio and your sheets, like, to LA, I think. Like, you're like...
Tulio is my cat.
Tulio is a cat. Tulio is our son, and then Mina is my daughter, and then they're both.
Yeah, they're
siblings and their boyfriend and girlfriend.
Couple, yeah.
They're a couple. They're a couple, but they're siblings. It's like really.
Hot.
Well, it's real hot. Our children are dating.
If you talk to like Paris, she would say so hot.
And then so we have the Fool, which is a card that says that, see, but this Fool in this deck is an old person, but usually it's a young person. So it's someone who, for me in this deck, the Fool is someone who starts over. And I love the idea that he's old, because to me it's like, no matter how old you are, you can always start over. And in fact, sometimes that will happen when you hear of people who are old and then they have great tragedies happen and they have to figure out how to start from zero, or people who suddenly wake up one day and divorce and they want to like have a new life or a new go at life for some reason. So to me, the Fool is someone who fully knows themselves, but somehow they're starting over from scratch, from zero. They don't know anything yet. There they go. So you had some kind of like emotional heartbreak, but you kept seeing like you have two cups and you're like, you know what? I don't care if this is hard. I'm going to start from scratch. This is a person who's starting from zero. Also, the butterflies in the tarot deck of Dali means that, first, this means that you're supported by spirit, even like you can see that as people accompanying you, or just like spirit as an idea, right? The idea of God or the angels or someone by your side just like guiding you. And the butterflies mean that there's a lot of room for development, but the Fool in this card is carrying it almost as a flag, almost like as if my brand is there's room for develop for improvement. My brand is there's room for more, versus like, I'm embarrassed that I have to still develop things. You're more like, this is what I'm using to show off. Like, that's what you have. What you have with you for this new beginning is your experience, but also the fact that you know you have a lot to learn and you're not shying away from it. So that's the present, the new beginning. Now, what I like the most about your reading is that this Fool is a person who already knows what they're doing, but they're starting from scratch and they don't really know anything about where they're going. But they have discovered a skill that they know how to use, and they're like protected when they're using it. In fact, these two cards are the same to me. Not only because of the Page of Wands is new beginnings and the Fool is new beginnings, but this is a creative new beginning. And this is just a spiritual and full new beginning, but it's headed to its creation with the Six of Wands here. And they're both encased and protected. One of them has people who would really want to like do what you do, but they just can't access it. And one of them is encased and protected by like figures that are actually helping you and guiding you and leading you. So you're headed with a new creative, new beginning. You're headed towards, from the Five of Cups, you're headed towards the Six of Wands. Now, the Six of Wands is one of the most successful, if not the most successful card of the deck. So this means success. This means that when you return back home, you're riding a horse and people are giving you accolades. It's a completion of a cycle. It means like now it's a card of public recognition. See how there's like a little public here? So people are like clapping you on. And so
it's like I'm finally having my quinceañera.
Is you finally, Jose? Is you're coming out of the cake?
People is clapping and things.
Do quinceañeras come out of the cake?
I love the idea of the horse though.
So it's more like you're horsing into the salon.
Yes.
Salon.
Yes.
The saloon. The banquet hall. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So If I had to guess, Diana is being like, keep focus on this new beginning because you're headed towards success. This new beginning has to do with the fact that you're gonna be, you should exploit your, whatever you feel like there's room for improvement in your life, that's something you can exploit and like actually hold on to. And like, you know, like we are, by not having money for so long and living in Bushwick, we've been like so creative, each one of us with our things, right? You with the styling and the photos and everything that you do that's artistic. Me, same with like shooting, editing, recording, doing everything by myself. Like just the fact that we don't have money, that's like to some people that's seen like as a disadvantage, because some people get ahead by having money, by having the connections. While for us, it's like this is actually what we use to help us stand out. So kind of like that's how I'm seeing this butterfly. It's like, you know, that the flag that you're carrying to through this new beginning is the fact that you are self-made, that there's room for more, that if you were to have all the resources in the world, you probably still buy like 99 cent store if you need to. And then success, full success. So that's where the energies are headed. So I feel like you're going to be really successful. And Diana's also telling you, keep focused. Like you think you need to continue having this image in your mind, because that's what's, even though the fool doesn't know anything, he knows this, or like knows he's headed towards it. The fact that this person's so well dressed and like holding on this big wand is no random thing. I feel like this wand is creative, fire, passion. To me, this wand means like you have a huge tool at your disposition that no one else can like come and take, because it's yours. So there's a reason why this wand is such a big focus here. You turn one wand that you have found or holding and you turn it into six. So you're multiplying your work, your talent, your passion, your ideas, especially with the moon here. To me, this is like a multiplication. You found an idea, a talent, a passion, and you know this comes from within, and you're being able to multiply it even though you left everything behind and you're carrying a little bit of heartbreak. So I think this is pretty damn good.
It sounds pretty damn good.
What do you say, Jose?
I mean, it's nice that it wasn't like such a personal reading in a different way.
Right.
It was a very nice surprise.
Yeah, to me too. I'm like, wow, this talks about your success. To me, it's about your passions. You have the ability to multiply them as long as you know that you're starting over and you keep focusing on the two cups, not the ones that spilled, which is you anyway. I feel like you're like, oh, I'm sad. Okay, keep going. Like, you're like, okay, it's over.
I mean, you get over the emotions really quick.
Yeah, and which is why I like you so much. Because I don't. No?
True.
Okay. So I'm not trying to throw you against the wall. So what do you think? Do you have any questions for the cards? Or does this make sense? Do you want more?
This makes sense. We can go for another one more.
Oh, wow. Okay. Jose.
That's a beautiful image.
That's a baby card. Maybe you and I are going to have another cat. It's like a pussy with a coin. It's like you went from dildo.
It's a gaping pussy. It's big. It's and there's like a hand coming out of it. It's like she got fisted.
She got fisted through somewhere else, and they came out. They came out through this side.
That's she takes a lot. She's thirsty.
She a thirsty hoe.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, you know what it means. This is like, to me, this is my baby card. And baby. Well, the Ace of you got the Ace of Pentacles. So the Ace of Pentacles is, this success is being followed by a huge financial opportunity that falls from the sky, basically. But because of the Dali Tarot deck, it's a hand, a fully dressed hand, a long-sleeved hand coming out of a pussy with a huge coin. To me, this is a project, a huge project that you give birth to, that it finally materializes, or like because of something like a project, something that you have to gestate for a while. When it comes out, there's a huge coin that's coming with it. I feel like this is a contract, a big financial opportunity, someone that gives you money for you to shop whatever, like something, or someone who gives you money for you to do whatever project. It feels as if you're like, you have a talent that you're going to be able to multiply, that comes from your subconscious mind, that once that happens and people recognize it, you're gonna like get money from, or like a contract from, or like an offer from, or it's gonna feel as if you gave birth to a huge project and now it's finally here. So it's something like that. I'm sorry it's ambiguous, but I just feel like that's, to me, the success, the ultimate success card with the Ace of Coins following it directly after, is like huge success. Like, you know when they say like when it rains it pours, or like success begets success, like because of that success you get more success, or because of that success you get more things, more money, or that success has to do with this project somehow, they're like, so okay, spill cups and subconscious mind.
That was an exciting music change.
I was like, and now your life is like this. Listen to music, that's what your life is like. Do you
after
understand
getting the coin? Yeah,
I'm not going to read any more cards. Just listening to this. This is your life now. This is your result. Okay? Right, Pee-Pee? Are you focused, Pee-Pee, in your music? I hate it. It's going to go away. I
Munchausen.
Think this is going to... Munchausen. Jose says that I have Munchausen with him. I'm like, it's time for your injection, baby. So bad. I'm so sorry, Jose.
Help.
Okay, so I think this is, it's a good time for the interactive read, right? So what do you think, Jose? That was your read. I mean, I think I'm so glad you're my husband, because I'd be like, why are you going to have so much success? But because you're my husband, I feel like...
You're having success as well.
It's part of me.
It's a successful
couple. Like, clearly I have credit on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever's happening on the Six of Wands and the Ace of
it
Cups...
It has to do with you.
And the Ace of... Yeah, the Ace of Pentacles, I'll be like, I helped. People are going to be like, Jose, congrats. This was so amazing. And I'll be like, me too. You're welcome. He's not accepting appointments right now. So I'm going to be like, he's sick at home. I'm sorry. I had to come in his place. Munchausen. You can go to your big event, baby. You feel sick. So I'm taking over the success. So guys, okay. I'm going to... What do you think, Jose? Tell me everything. Tell
the
me all your impressions.
Till now.
Till I took over it.
No, it really sounds really good. I hope, like, that's, like, I feel that coming. If you, like, if you say it, it just empowers me to, you know, it's a good tool to know about. Mm-hmm. What you're reading just informs me of what I should be doing with my time and energy,
yeah,
and my thoughts. So I can, like, lead myself through the... coin path.
Do you, the coin path? I like
and
the
wands,
coin path.
And wands.
I'll tell you what. I was reading the cards as if you were someone that I'm not married to. You know, like I'm just telling you the meanings and how kind of like made it a little general, right? Mm-hmm. But being a little personal to me, I'm like, I know that you went through, like we just spoke the first half of the episode about this emotional big thing that happened to you, like the spilled cups, the things that like hurt or were wasted or like hurt you. And how you're like, to me, that tunnel was clearly like LA. Like we just drove today from the desert. So there's like a lot of landscape in that card, which in the Dali Tarot deck, there's not that much landscape like that. Especially like from a tunnel. So that looks like a road. So to me, that was California, just because we were looking at California today. And then I feel like you do have this power of the image that's so like surreal to me. That's like the moon card, and I feel like you are headed towards success in your field and in your life in general. I feel like this is the right place for you to be, but you had to like go through the full stage where you're like starting over from scratch. So when I saw the cards, I was kind of like, oh wow, this is so clearly what Jose has, this is so clearly this is too clear, almost like it's too like obvious what's happening. But if you think about the fact that there are 78 cards and they all portray something different, to me it's like, oh, okay, even more impressive. But I didn't want to go too personal so it wouldn't be like cheating. Exactly what I was talking about at the beginning. You know, like how I didn't want to infer anything or push any kind of ideas about your life on you. Instead, I wanted just to say what the cards mean and you can figure out.
Which is also the kind of reading I like the most.
Yeah, respectful, right? Because it's not like, did you like lose someone recently? Are you like, you know, when they get like trying to like nail a specific thing and you're like, just tell me what's going to happen. Okay, so right now I'm going to the, Jose, thank you for sharing everything with us.
Thank you for inviting me. It was really cool.
Of course. I didn't ever expect to have my husband over at the podcast, so that's really nice. My mom's been here the entire time, guys. I know you haven't. Wait, she exists. Wait, Mama Diola.
Hello.
See?
I'm here.
My mom is here. Okay, good. Well, so she's very charismatic. I mean, she don't let her fool you. I tell you that. I would come home from like university and find my mom drinking like 2 glasses of whiskey in with all my high school friends. And they're all like having a full blown party. And I'd be like,
"What's, you didn't invite me.
What the fuck is going on? I'm coming from university." And she's like, "Ah, ha, ha, ha." And they're all like dancing merengue, just having fucking blast in my house. And I'm like, cool. So you don't even need me to like party with my mom. I tell you that. That's like been the relationship to of all my friends with my mom from the beginning, I think. She also like, my mom makes especially like haute couture, like wedding gowns and dresses. And
she did ours.
Yeah, she did ours, both Jose's kilt and my suit and dress. So you can find her. She's in Boca Raton. But my, because she's made several dresses for my friends, but also for the theater plays we would do. I've been doing theater or like shows in Venezuela since I was 10. And Jose, that's how we met. So my mom has made the suits for so many plays and like shows. So she has her independent relationship to all my friends. So she just parties with them and has their phone numbers and Instagram exchanges with them. I don't know. So don't let her fool you with her silence. So I'm going to do an interactive read of the day so you guys can also participate. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull 3 cards. 1, 2, and 3. And while I'm shuffling, you guys are supposed to be thinking of a topic. And then when the time is right, you're going to pick one of the cards. And I'm going to tell you just a very general description of your... Not just not say future, but a snapshot of where you might be at regarding some kind of maybe something that you need to think about. So I'm going to do something a little different today and I'm going to make it about love. So it's a love reading. Ooh, a love reading. Never do love readings. There's so many love readers on YouTube. That's mostly what they focus on. I wish they would focus more on career and stuff like that. Although it sometimes pops out. They're very special. I don't know how they do it. Like people who do tarot and they specialize on love readings, they know how to interpret certain things about the cards in a specific like love related way that I am. I don't know if I'm like... That's my thing because, I don't necessarily do love readings. Like Jose's reading, if it was about love, I'd be so confused. I'd be so confused by it. I'd be like, who's this bitch? Who's the success you're having with whom? No, I don't care. Okay, so you guys have been thinking of a topic? Okay. Regarding your love life, maybe, right? If it's not love, don't you worry. I'll probably just not follow through with what I'm saying and say whatever else with the card. But if you're thinking of a topic, don't think of yes or no questions because I'm not going to answer yes or no. And I'm pulling card number 1, 2, and 3. And you have to think of a number right now. Peter Mark, you have one? I know your number. I know your trick. I know your trick, bitch. Do you have a number? Right, Mom? Jose? Mm-hmm. Jose is like, too many cards. I did like 7 too many cards for him.
Done.
Okay, so if you pick card number 1, you have the 10 of Pentacles. So, wow, I saw that while I was shuffling. So, If you pick card number one and this is a love reading, I feel like you are... kind of feel weird about this tarot deck and this card here, but I feel like you are in a moment where you are valuing your stability and your long-term plans more than anything. So you know that anything that gives you stability in your love life or in general needs to take a priority. If that's not what you've been doing, this is a call to action to prioritize anything that makes you feel stable, that makes you feel grounded, and that makes you feel like you have a plan. Right? The Ten of Pentacles usually speaks of marriage, of married life. It's a little bit sometimes boring, like it can be boring. It's so stable. It's so stable that it can be boring, but not because something is wrong. It's just a little bit, nothing is supposed to be too thrilling all the time. Kind of like that kind of boringness is what makes it fun sometimes, is what makes life what we're going towards, right? Because everyone's working so hard in their lives to get to a point where they feel stable. Or everyone's dating and dating and dating so that they can get to the point where they feel stable. They're in their stable relationship. So sometimes when you get to that stability, you miss a little bit the hunt, that chase, but that doesn't mean that you're going to throw it all out the window. So this card is speaking, it's a heavy stability vibe. And so if you're not really sure how you feel about that, it's inviting you to think about what is stability for you and what are you willing to risk in order to have it, or let go in order to have it, or the other way around. Do you have stability in the right places? Is what's stable, is shitty stable? So like I had a relationship for a long, long time and shitty was the stable part of the relationship. So if that's your case, maybe think about what you're doing. Okay, if you pick card number two, Six of Wands, success. This is a card that you had, see? Like a different version of it. So if you pick Six of Wands, wow, these two are so far so good. Six of Wands means that you are having a nice, easygoing moment of success. You feel like you're coming back home with something to show for, right? A little chiquitilla, like tied a little red lace around your wand. I mean, it does look like that. Look at that. There's a little... like, who tied that red little thing around your wand? And he's holding it like, yeah, babe. Look at this. It's kind of sexy. So it's a little bit... it feels as if you've been flirting, if you've been like in a situation where kind of like you're talking back and forth and communicating with someone, it feels as if everything's going good. You have something to show for. I say, don't be afraid to show your strong sides, not as a peacocking kind of thing, just as a way to being proud of them, right? We all have weak sides, but maybe this is the time to show your best self. This is time to show your best self. That's what the card wants to say. This is the time to show the sides of you that are actually awesome. Don't try to like enhance them. Don't try to like pretend like they're more awesome than they are. You don't need to do anything, actually. You just need to be the best version of yourself. That's what card number two is. If you got card number three, you got card of strength.
Mira este bebé.
Like, this is a card of like... okay, so maybe you've had to... if you've been in a fight... sorry, I don't know why it's coming out this way. So if you've been in a fight with your significant other, you feel like you've been feeling like people are fighting you, and you feel like you... first of all, let's just acknowledge the fact that you've had to, throughout your life, you've had to use strength in a lot of situations, and that this is why, understandably, you might feel sometimes tired. You feel like you're always like being strong, strong, strong. So what this card is pointing to do is, in a relationship, maybe try to let out your softer side, even as you're being strong. So sometimes a show of strength is not screaming or being like the one who wins. A show of strength sometimes is being the person who says, you know what? I love you and I know where you're coming from. Come here. and let's just diffuse this fight by hugging. Let's diffuse this situation by being close with each other. Sometimes that is the real strength, because sometimes that is really, really, really hard to do. It's really hard to get to a point where you're like, even though I'm fucking so mad at you right now, I'm gonna hug you. And that can be with yourself. So show the strength by being the bigger person. This cat, by the way, in this After Tarot deck, the cat in the strength card is so happy to be being held. Oh, also practice maybe tantric sex. I'm so sorry. Practice tantric sex. My mom is here. Because I'm feeling like big, like long caresses with purposefulness. So purposefully do long caresses. So maybe like if you can do, I know that this sounds, it maybe sounds crazy, but if you're like, if you have someone that you're having sex with or have a partner, you have a partner, you can be like, hey, would you mind doing something different with me this time around? And like maybe look for some meditations and come with an idea already of what you may want to teach them, or experiment with them. Experiment with your partner, new things.
Or don't worry. Dildo.
Your little dildo, like you're, are you going to put it inside some sheets and then stick it in? So see how this like cat is so pleasured? So pleasure your cat. Pleasure your inner cat. Pleasure your
pussy.
Your partner's pussy. Well, this was the interactive read. Wow, this was a lot, but I'm really satisfied. It's almost as if I ate a full steak dinner right before this, which I did. I'm very full. Well, guys, I don't know what to tell you. This was a very interesting episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it, Jose?
I did enjoy it.
Okay, I'm glad you're here.
Me too.
I'm glad my mom was here this entire time. Now I'm going to send my mom and Jose home or wherever they want to go. And we're going to record maybe another episode, guys. And, well, thank you for being part of Sassy Tarot Pod. Thank you for following me on Instagram and on Twitter. I post a daily card. 2 days ago, I just posted a card, no explanation, in one of my hardest tarot decks. Because I like took a photo, posted it, and then we went to the desert, and I don't know, I got stoned and did what we all did, and I just fully, entirely forgot about it. But I hope you guys got a kick out of that. So follow me in Sassy Tarot Pod with a D at the end. What you've been listening to is the music of the amazingly friendly, charismatic, definitely loves me so much, Peter Mark Kendall. As always, my guest was Jose Miguel Dao, my husband. So respect him. Respect him. In the silent next to me, the silent shadow next to me was my mom. So if you could feel it from home. And then, well, as always, Brett, who's always here. Always our dad, our age. What else should I say? Subscribe, give us 5 stars. Thank you for being part of this. It takes a lot of effort, especially for Peter, to make this podcast. So thank you for listening. I love you. I love you. I don't know if we're there yet, guys, but have fun. Pat, pat. See ya. Yeah, I love this. Can I touch a button, Peter? That does nothing. Which one does something? Which one? This is all placebos. Whatever's sounding really horrible is me. Listen.
Bye.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.